Before my intervention, I just wanted to check if I were to pose a question to Mr. Castellino, can he respond back? Okay, all right. So thank you very much to both the two presenters who I think had very comprehensive presentations. It was very enlightening from both ends. I think from the first speaker, maybe I can start with the questions that I have for you, Ms. Ferro. All of us know that UNFPA is predominantly about women and girls, and the thing that is always sort of at the top of our list is always on issues around comprehensive sexuality education and things like that. But to the extent to which that your organization has been focusing on issues of racism and racial discrimination, I think this is a part that for many of us in the room we're excited to hear about. I have personally read a few things, but I did not know to the extent to which the organization does this. And of course, I obviously then assumed I'm in Geneva and I'm privy to a lot of information that organizations are doing. If I'm here and I'm in room 20 and there's information that is coming from your end that I'm hearing for the very first time, I wonder to what extent a national of my country in Botswana would know about this information. So I wanted to ask, is one of my first questions to you, to what extent are you ensuring that this commitment that you have made, in particular to like the international decade, is getting to your country offices in different countries, not only as important, of course, important information dissemination, but also to the extent to which people can access the type of assistance that you are now offering in this focus? Because in your website alone, if you get to what do we do, you are not going to see anything in particular on racism just on that website. So I just wanted to find out how much this information is reaching people that actually really do need it. And then the second part of my question was in relation to the fact that we talk about how we are going to be 20 years in the adoption of the DDPA. And one of the things that are very consistent, if you've been in the room since the morning, was to say that there's so much that we have not done. There's so many things that have lagged behind, both in terms of what states should be implementing, but also what the UN should be doing. So it's always very interesting to then get to hear new information about what other UN organizations are doing that is not necessarily information that is readily available. And one of the criticism of the United Nations system is always to the extent that because, of course, agencies have to function within the parameters of their mandates. Now, how do we ensure that in reporting about what you are doing in your small corner, in the United Nations agency that you're doing, that information ends up allowing for proper synergies within the broader United Nations system in ensuring that we're implementing, you know, either the DDPA or issues that have to do with combating racism, racial discrimination in a much broader context. And then to the other speaker, Mr. Castellino, I mean, his presentation was very interesting because it talks about dimensions we've been discussing in the United Nations for a long time. I mean, just the discussion on pre-colonialism and then post-colonialism is already a very complex and sometimes very difficult discussion to have. Now, when you start to throw in indigenous people, minorities, marginalized communities, and then racism and all other aspects, it becomes even more complex. The solutions that he offered, five of which I try to note as much as I can, have been discussions that have been ongoing for a very long time, both within the human rights aspect, but also in other organizations, WTO, when it comes to issues of equal distribution, supply chains, and the likes. What I wanted to get from him, because he ended on the note of emphasizing the importance of political will, which we have also emphasized, does he think that political will alone is the catalyst to which we would need as states, but also from a global community perspective, to trigger these five solutions into being practical? Or does he have other insights that he think we could use on a practical basis to sort of push towards the solutions that he's offering, which, as I said, are not necessarily new and have been emphasized in different forums? Thank you.